Hello, I'm Pastor Steve Igo from Cedar Church, located in Hudsonville, Michigan. I'm glad you've joined us to listen to this message. If you would like additional information on Cedar Church, stay tuned after this sermon. This message was recorded at one of our weekly services, and I hope you find it challenging.
Please open your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. We'll read verses 22 through 26. We pause in the middle of a sermon series because today is a sacramental Sunday. We'll be celebrating the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. And here at Cedar, we celebrate the Lord's Supper once a month, the second Sunday of each month. Sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night, so that people with different schedules can partake of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. It's a means of grace that draws us nearer to Christ. And from time to time, Presbyterian churches will preach on those sacraments to remind people what we do from month to month and why we do it and how it draws us nearer to Christ. And so today it seemed appropriate to do so on this Lord's Supper Sunday and this Cadet Sunday. So we look at Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 22 through 26. Mark's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 22. Listen closely, for this is the word of the Lord. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And then when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, we ask you would bless this your word, having been read, now preached. We pray that it would edify the people of God. We pray that it would draw us near to Jesus Christ. We pray that you would renew and refresh your people. Fill us with your grace. Conform us more and more to the image of Jesus Christ. May our light shine before men that they see our good deeds and praise our Father in heaven. May our little light shine. Thank you for hearing this prayer. We humbly ask in Jesus' name, and let us all say, amen. Well, the Bible teaches that Jesus pays us a special visit every time we partake of the Lord's Supper. And he does so in a very spiritual and a supernatural way. Jesus is present in this meal. Now, he is not physically present in the elements. He is not in, with, and under the elements, but he is in a very real way spiritually present in the bread and in the cup that we are about to partake of. And dear church, if this year our prayer, our mission for 2016 is to draw nearer to Christ, to draw near him through his means of grace, if we are to experience this renewal and this revival and this reformation, we need a blessed encounter with Jesus Christ every time we partake of this meal. You and I cannot afford to waste a single moment when we gather around this table. We cannot afford to be apathetic when the plate is passed. We cannot afford to be indifferent when the cup is passed. We need Christ, and we need him through this meal that he has designated for us. So this morning, looking at Mark's gospel, we learn three things you and I should consider each time we partake of the Lord's Supper. Three things we need to remember each time we partake: look in, look back, and look forward. Firstly, as we look at our text, we see the Lord's Supper is an excellent opportunity for us to look in. Look at verse 19. "They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, 'Surely not I. Surely not I.'" Here we see the disciples looking in. Now, they say these words in verse 19 because Jesus gives the 12 a warning in verse 18. And what is the warning he gives them in verse 18? He says, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me. He warns them. And he warns them for a purpose. Jesus warns them to stir up their thinking as they partake in this meal. He warns them to encourage them to search their hearts, to make them reflect, to make them think about themselves. And his words hit the mark because the scriptures record one by one they reflected. And one by one they said, Lord, is it I? Is it I? By these words, Jesus encourages you and me every time we draw near the Lord at his holy table that we should search our hearts in the same fashion those original 12 searched their hearts. Each time we partake of this meal, you and I should be asking the same question, Lord, is it I? Lord, is it I? Am I the problem? Am I the cause rather than the cure? Am I the reason there's strife in the home? Am I the one sowing division at church? Am I the one bringing morale down at school and at work? Lord, is it I? You and I are find it so easy to see the speck in our neighbor's eye. It's just human nature. In fact, it is such human nature, you and I must constantly remind ourselves of it because we forget it's human nature. We think it's fact. The problem with life is my neighbor. Jesus says, when you come to the Lord's Supper, it is an opportune time to ask the question, Lord, am I the reason your spirit is quenched? Am I the reason your power is withdrawn? Lord, is it I? Look inward. Now, what's interesting is you'll see in the context of the Gospels that Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper around the time of the Passover feast. And it's interesting that Jesus institutes this aspect of self-examination during the Lord's Supper in the context of the Passover. Because, kids, do you know what little children in the Old Testament with their moms and dads would do every year during the festival of the Passover feast? Maybe one would be given a broom, and maybe the other would be given a dustpan. And maybe they would be shared brooms and little brooms and big brooms, and they would go throughout the house sweeping and cleaning and trying to remove any trace of yeast that is used in the making of bread that causes the dough to rise, to remove the yeast from the home to make it clean and proper for Passover. And, of course, it's a picture now of what in the New Testament we hear the Apostle Paul tell us to do every time we partake of the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians 11:28, Paul says this, everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. And so now, Mom and Dad, on Lord's Supper Sunday, don't make us all pull out the brooms and clean up the house. Instead, our Lord Jesus, through his Apostle Paul, says, clean out your hearts. Pull out your broom and start sweeping here and looking for the yeast and sweeping it away. And that is the context in which we were given the Lord's Supper, the Passover feast. Now, it doesn't mean when we come to the Lord's table each month that we become morbid and introspective and keep looking for every single constant little piece of dirt in our lives continually and never move on. No, it's not morbid introspection. But we should not be careless when we come to the Lord's Supper. Because you and I need self-examination. And I, as your pastor, feel the weight of that. Each week we engage in a congregational prayer of confession of sin. And sadly, I wish it weren't the case, but I know in a busy society, sometimes that is the only moment in an entire week that a worshiper might sit down and pause and look at their lives and say, Lord, is it I? And the Lord's Supper, once a month or even more infrequently, depending on your tradition, is a special time for you and I to sit down and look deeply and begin to sweep and say, Lord, is it I? Is it I? C.S. Lewis once said these words. He said, we have a strange illusion that time cancels out sin. He writes, I have heard other men recount their cruelties and falsehoods committed during their boyhood days as if they were of no concern to them now, and they even do so with laughter. But mere time does nothing to the fact of the guilt of sin. Guilt is washed away not by time, but by repentance in the blood of Christ. So during the Lord's Supper, as we're looking in, sometimes the Holy Spirit will bring something to your conscience that time had tried to wash away, or that ignoring it had tried to wash away. But time does not wash away sin. Ignoring it does not wash away guilt. Repentance of that sin and faith toward Jesus Christ sprinkles the conscience clean. So look in. Have the courage to try to look at yourself like everyone else sees you to be during the Lord's Supper. Try to look at yourself the way your brother or sister complains about you, or that your spouse or family member constantly mentions to you, or that gets you in trouble at work or at church or at school. Pause and just ask, could it possibly be true? Say, Lord, is it I? Is it I? Look in, says Jesus through Mark's gospel. We now come to our second point. The first one, every time we come to the Lord's Supper, look in. The second point, every time we come to the Lord's Supper, look back. Verse 22. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, take it, this is my body. Then he took the cup, and he gave thanks, and he offered it to them, and they all drank from it. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many, he said to them. Now, our opening phrase begins with, while they were eating. Well, exactly what were they eating? Well, we find that out in verses 12, 14, and 16. They were eating the Passover meal. And from this, we learn that this meal did not come out of the blue. Jesus did not invent a novel idea out of a vacuum. Jesus took a familiar Old Testament feast, and he gave it a new twist. He heightened its meaning, and one of the main purposes of the Old Testament Passover, like the New Testament Lord's Supper, is to make us look back. That was much of the purpose of the Passover, to make God's people look back. To look back at things God had done in their history. To look back and remember all the ways God saves his people. To look back and remember how no human being could deliver them. Only God can deliver. And that, church, is the key to renewal and revival and to reformation. To gaze upon God. To gaze upon the mighty deeds of God, to find inspiration from the deeds of God at what God has done in the past and what God will do today to save his people in their need. So during the Passover, God's people in Israel would look back through the lens of the Exodus. The book of Exodus tells us many things. It tells us about the bitter slavery God's people endured under the oppressive hand of Pharaoh. And the book of Exodus taught about the miraculous escape of God's people from that oppression and slavery. And at that meal, the people would remember. They would remember the story of the Exodus where Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." They would remember the 10 plagues God sent against Egypt. They would remember as the people escaped the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. They would remember the parting of the Red Sea and the people walking through on dry land as the sprinkles of baptism fell upon them from the waters to their left and right. They would remember reaching the other side and Pharaoh's army being destroyed under the same water. They would remember the wandering in the desert, water coming from a rock, manna and quail coming from heaven, their safe arrival at Mount Sinai. They remembered many things. God did that. God did that. Passover was a time to look back. Of course, one way during Passover that God's people would look back and remember was by looking down at their meal. And it was a colorful meal. It was a tasty meal. And the host of that meal, in this instance, in Mark's gospel, Jesus played host. He was the host of the meal. The host would interpret the food on the table. The host would say things like, "Here are the bitter herbs. We were once held in bitter slavery in Egypt. Here is the stewed fruit. The color reminds us of the bricks we once had to make for Pharaoh's construction projects. Here is the roasted lamb. Remember the blood of the lamb over our doors to the left and right, and the angel of death passing over us." The whole table, as they looked down, was one giant symbol, a symbol of what God had done for them in the past. But then, during this special Passover meal, Jesus, as the host, he goes farther than what happened in the Exodus because he institutes at that Passover the Lord's Supper, and he advances God's history of saving his people. And so Jesus began the meal telling them the Old Testament story, but then he finishes this meal by telling them the New Testament story. The Old Testament story was how they, as God's Jewish people, were rescued from God's and their enemies, and now they tell the story, Jesus does, the new story of how all of the peoples of the earth can know God through Christ as the new covenant people. And he shows them symbols as well. "This bread represents my broken body. This cup represents my shed blood. This will be done for you." And so now today, every time we partake of this meal, we're not simply looking back at the Exodus and all God had done before Christ to rescue his people. We look at Calvary. We remember the bread. We remember the cup. Now let me interrupt briefly by saying this is one reason why Reformed and Presbyterian Christians believe that the Lord's Supper is symbolic, that it is a sign and a seal. Roman Catholics believe the meal miraculously becomes the body and blood of Christ. Lutherans believe that the body is within, with, and under the bread. Reformed and Presbyterian Christians believe that these things are symbolic and spiritual. One reason we do is because the original meal, the Passover, also was symbolic. And so when the dinner host at the Passover would pick up the unleavened bread and say, "This is the bread of affliction that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt," he did not mean that the unleavened bread became 1,000-year-old afflictions in his hand. The host would say things like, "This means this, this means that, that means this." And so Jesus, interrupting the Passover meal, begins to say things like, "This is my body which is given for you. This is the cup which is poured out for many." And he was speaking symbolically. As Thomas Cranmer said in the 16th century, when Jesus said, holding the bread, "This is my body," that bread cannot be his body because his body is holding it. Jesus speaks in symbols. But then that means it's incumbent upon you and I to look at the tape, the meal every time it's passed, and to see what it signifies and seals. To not just say, oh, I have the right doctrine, and just grab bread and a cup as it goes by, but to look at it and meditate upon what it symbolizes. Jesus slain for you. Today, when you partake of the bread, remember that Jesus became flesh, a babe. He came to experience pain and suffering and tears like you and I, and then to suffer greater than you and I have suffered in his body. As you drink the cup, remember Jesus shed blood to make peace between you and God. And then as you put the bread in your mouth and you feed upon it, then you say, Jesus, feed me. Feed me, body and soul. As you drink the cup and you partake of the cup in the Lord's Supper, say, Jesus, satisfy me. Quench me. Now, you may wonder at the command to look back and remember, do this in remembrance of me. You may say, well, how can we as Christians ever forget what Jesus did on the cross? Well, dear church, let me remind you that remember means more than not forgetting. To remember also means to revere. To remember also means to meditate upon. To remember also means to let its full weight settle upon you. So some of you in your early lives will be learning about the cross through the Lord's Supper. Others of you will know that story inside out, left to right, and it is time for you to meditate upon it. To meditate upon what Christ has done for you and to live the power of the gospel. So today we'll look in. Secondly, today we will look back. And then finally and thirdly, today when we partake of the meal, we will look forward. Look at verse 25. He says, I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. Now, I think that if you were to prepare a meal for someone, and at the end of that meal, they were already thinking about the next meal, you might think you had failed. And yet here we have Jesus at the end of this meal already thinking about the next. He thinks about the future. He is thinking about the next time he is going to hold the bread and the cup, and he says it will be in the future. It will be after his resurrection. It will be in the kingdom of God, and he is excited about it because at that meal, all that this symbolizes will be accomplished. And now the Apostle Paul tells us that when we partake of the meal, we also look forward. Yes, we look back at what Jesus was looking forward to, the cross, but we look even further when our Lord Jesus Christ will come again. 1 Corinthians 11:26, Paul says, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And so when you and I partake of the meal today, we'll look at all that we enjoy in Christ today. But you should be thinking even more about all you will enjoy in Christ tomorrow. Today we have some of the benefits, and they're good, and they're delicious and delightful. We have forgiveness of sins. We have a clear conscience. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus tells us that is but a dim reflection. One day we will see him face to face. And we will be at a marriage feast of the Lamb. And that day will be a day of complete satisfaction, feasting with Jesus face to face. You know, I sometimes wonder if that's the reason why during the Lord's Supper, it seems pretty global in church history that they always give you such little portions. Have you ever thought about that? Like, have you ever had that urge to just like grab a hunk of the bread off when it's a loaf, or to grab a handful of the little pieces and shove it in your mouth? Maybe you skipped breakfast that morning and your stomach's really rumbling, and then they give you this little cup to wash it down. In any other situation, it would be the most unsatisfying cup to drink anywhere. You might be offended to offer your guest a glass of something to drink in a cup that size. Why is it that the church seems to choose a small piece of bread and a tiny cup to drink at the supper? We want you leaving hungry. Satisfied, but hungry. Not so that you're looking forward to Sunday dinner, but looking forward to a final dinner when you will enjoy fully and completely face to face all that Christ has earned and experienced in this meal. We want you to look forward to that day and to say, Lord Jesus, come quickly, Maranatha. So the Lord's Supper whets our appetite for a final feast that will be overwhelming. So, dear church, today and each Lord's Supper Sunday, may I, as your pastor, urge you, look in, look back, look forward. Those are the tender words Jesus speaks to us every time we partake of the meal. Let us heed his words as he visits us in this meal, even today, and let all God's people say, amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we would desire to fellowship with you. We would desire, O Lord, for you to bless this meal as well as this sermon just preached. We pray, O Lord, that you would satisfy your people with good things until our youth is renewed like the eagles. Fresh forgiveness of sins, fresh cleansing of our conscience, a fresh empowerment of your Holy Spirit to do all your holy will. Nourish your people today, body and soul. Bless us now as we sing and we partake of your meal. We ask in Jesus' name, and let us say, amen.
This message was brought to you by Cedar Church, one of the newest churches in a historic denomination, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church. We meet weekly for worship in the Hudsonville Christian Elementary School. Our services are held at 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. For additional information, or if we can be of assistance to you, feel free to contact me, Pastor Steve, at 616-669-9151. Or on the church website at www.cedarchurch.net.